Get Real with Lisa Crown podcast. Here we are with Naughty Word Part 3. Our word today is the big O. Yep, the big O, the big O word. All right, everybody, drum roll, please. That is the word overwhelmed. Oh man, do I hear that word a lot. It's brought up in my coaching sessions. People ask me all the time, coach, how do you deal with being overwhelmed? Coach, I feel so overwhelmed. I'm like, oh my God, can't say the O word. Can't say the O word. Why? Because you know what? That's something that we got to look at internally. If the O word gets launched, then we're not doing something right. It's a great check-in. The second that thing flares up, we got to check in. What's going on? Too much is on the brain. You can't function a really good business when too much is on the brain. Okay, we got to get this down on paper. That's why I make every one of my students get a to-do list. One list, write it out on the right of a spiral notebook with lined paper, one through whatever, jot down everything that needs to get done for the day. And when you're 100% done, you highlight it off. Your brain cannot have it all on there. The other thing is, you're not living in your truth. Okay, when you're in your truth and you're being real, hence Get Real with Lisa Crown podcast put together in light of this topic right here, is when you're real with yourself, check in. What's bothering you? Immediately go to a piece of paper, write it down. What is all the things that are bothering you? Did you get in a fight with your partner? Or were you late on a project? Did you lose a client? Did you drop the ball? Have you not done your posts on Facebook? Are you, just not getting requests out fast enough? Whatever. All these things start to gather up and pile on you. You know, that's why I love my elephant story. I always say, how do you eat an elephant? Anybody? Okay. It's one bite at a time. Just stick your fork in it, slice away, and start munching down. That's how we get through it. But let me tell you, the elephant probably started like the size of an ant. Okay? And that's what you have to be checking in with yourself about. You allow it. You are the one responsible for the O word. I don't like to use the O word. I don't. Because to me, I've blown it if I have to use it. I miss the cues. I miss the signs. I didn't utilize the to-do list. I didn't write down the list of all the things that were making me feel overwhelmed. Let's go one step further. Next to the list of all the things that make you feel overwhelmed, I want you to write a solutionist list. So put solution at the top, because here's the deal, you guys. What are we going to do? Spend the rest of our day complaining, crying, being pissed, kicking and screaming, throwing our hands up, letting the day go, which don't get me wrong. Those days exist too. I have them. I get it, right? That's not a bad thing, but it can't be a constant thing, right? So if it is, what your challenge is, write it down. And if you put the solution next to it, we can start moving in a direction. Okay. You're trying to avoid the word. It's not overwhelmed that we're looking to get to. There's a great thing about being busy, and being structured and being organized, and being in control of your schedule. Your schedule is out of control. And let me tell you something else about being overwhelmed. Your boundaries are out of sorts, or you're not living in a place in a space with boundaries. I have boundaries every day. Okay. I use my tools, the ones that I coach and I train everybody on. I use those tools myself because I wouldn't be beep without it. Okay. So using your tools that help you, and I gave you a great one today, and that's the to-do list, and you writing everything down. Let your brain be blank. If we pop the hood on your brain, is it blank? Is it empty in there? Because you put everything down and you're executing through it by highlighting when done. And guess what? Day two or three, when you write a new list, anything that didn't get done on that original day, you got to rewrite it. That's a consequence. We got to get things done, but we got to have boundaries. You got to have boundaries out there. You got to set alarms. If you go out in the field and you're calling on an office, you are seeing a bunch of people and having a great time, but the alarm goes off, listen to your alarm. I listen to my alarms. Listen to your alarm. If trying to get listing appointments and you're out door knocking, put your alarm on. I'm going to door knock until my alarm goes off. Or if you do it the other way, I'm going to knock 20 doors. And when I get to the 20th door, I'm done. Create boundaries in your life and business. That's that's really the click there. You'll hear me say that a lot. I love that. I'm always looking for the click. And the click comes with boundaries. The click comes with my to-do list. The click comes with utilizing all the tools that I have. That's where the click is, because you invest into that. You're in a state of awareness every day in those items. You're not going to be overwhelmed. And when you are, we've got a plan. That's the whole beauty of this thing. We've got a plan. Go to the list. Write down every challenge, business and personal. Get it down. I don't even care if it's embarrassing, because I know people even get embarrassed in front of themselves. Who gives a crap? Okay, write it down. And then next to it, solution. No excuses. I always say, you guys, my favorite famous quote, you can have results or excuses, but you can't have both. Okay, pick one. You want results? You got to get rid of the O word. Don't forget to follow me on Get Real with Lisa Crown's private Facebook group page. Looking forward to connecting with you there. Have a great week, everybody. Go get them.